Title: Creating Second Drop Validation That Works Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live by building a second drop variation that actually works. Because in DNB, drop 2 is not the place to panic and change everything. It's where you prove the tune has legs. The goal is familiar impact with fresh information. Same identity, new chapter. Here's the mindset I want you in. Drop 2 should reuse about 60 to 80% of what made drop 1 slap, and then you swap in 20 to 40% of new ideas that feel intentional. Not random. Not copy-paste plus a riser. Intentional. We're going to do this in a repeatable workflow and arrangement view, so you can use it on any tune. Step 0. Prep and duplicate safely. Go to arrangement view and select your drop 1 region. Maybe it's 16 bars, maybe 32. Grab the full section, including drums, bass, music, and FX, then duplicate time. That gives you a clean drop 2 region that already matches the energy and mix. Now do yourself a favor and set locators. Drop 1 start, drop 1 end, drop 2 start, drop 2 end, and color code your groups. Drums, bass, music, FX. This sounds like admin work, but it's actually speed. It keeps you from getting lost once you start making variations. Quick coach note. The biggest mistake people make is they start changing stuff without a plan, and then drop 2 becomes a different track. So before you touch a single MIDI note, step 1. Choose a validation stack. 2 to 4 changes, max. This is your guardrail. You're not allowed to do 20 small improvements that add up to chaos. You want a few clear differences that a listener can feel immediately, while recognition points keep them oriented. Here are good stack examples. If you're doing a roller, minimal but effective, change the drum ghosts and hat logic. Add a new bass call and response every 4 bars, and maybe add one mid-texture like noise or a roomy stab. If you're doing heavier jump up or neuro-ish, keep the same bass sound but switch the phrase rhythm. Add one switch sound at bar 9 or 17, and upgrade the fill and crash placements. If you want jungle flavor, tuck a break underneath. Add dub stabs, and use a tape stop or spacey FX into the drop. Pick your 2 to 4 changes and literally write them down. Put them in a blank MIDI clip as a note if you want. That way, when you're deep in the sauce, you're still following a map. Now, step 2. Make drop 2 drums feel new without breaking the groove. DNB listeners notice drums instantly. And here's the cheat code. Keep the anchor, edit the in-between. So keep your main snare where it belongs, usually on 2 and 4 in DNB terms. Keep most of your kick placement if that kick pattern defines the role. But change the ghost snares, hats, rides, and little syncopated perk moments. Practical move. Duplicate your drum rack MIDI clip for drop 2. Then open the MIDI editor and add 1 to 3 extra ghost notes every 2 bars. Keep them low velocity, like 10 to 35. You're not trying to hear them as a new snare, you're trying to feel extra forward motion. Then use the groove pool, but like a pro, not like you spilled swing all over the track. Open groove pool, drag in a groove. You can try something like swing 16-65, or even better, extract groove from a breakbeat you like. Apply it mostly to hats and percussion, not your main snare. Dial in subtle settings, timing around 10 to 25%, velocity around 5 to 15, random around 2 to 6. The goal is controlled human feel, not sloppy timing. Next, a classic drop 2 upgrade, hat energy. This can be as simple as adding a new closed hat line, steady 16ths with accents, or a ride that appears in drop 2 to lift the ceiling. But here's the trick, don't just turn hats up, make them cleaner and more exciting. On the hats group, add auto filter, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, then maybe a saturator on analog clip with 1 to 4 dB of drive. If you want more snap, a light drum bus can help. A bit of drive, low crunch, and transients up a little. You're basically giving the hat some more finished edge without eating headroom. Now add a fill, but keep it DJ friendly. End of bar 8 or bar 16 is prime. You can do a half bar fill, snare roll, toms, break slice, or my favorite, a one beat silence. That one beat of nothing is pure weaponry in heavy DNB, because the drop hitting again feels twice as big. Fast fill workflow, duplicate the snare clip for the last bar, increase snare rate from 8ths to 16ths to 30 seconds, and do a velocity ramp so it builds. Put reverb on a return, automate the send up into the fill, then snap it back to dry right when the drop hits again. That wet then snap contrast is what keeps momentum and clarity. Step 3. Bass variation. Same character, new message. Your bass doesn't need replacing. It needs rephrasing. Duplicate your bass MIDI or audio into drop 2, then pick one main strategy. Strategy 1, and usually the best. Rhythm switch. Keep the same bass patch, but change the rhythm every 4 or 8 bars. Make it call and response. Bars 1 to 4, original phrase. Bars 5 to 8, new syncopation. That's it. People will feel like something progressed, even if the sound is identical. Strategy 2. Keep the sub identical, add a new mid layer only in drop 2. This is super club safe. The sub stays stable, the varination lives in the mid-range where the ear reads new. Strategy 3. 1. You switch sound. 1. Put it at bar 9 or in the last 4 bars. That way it feels like a moment, not like a new bass line that changes the whole tune's identity. If you're adding a drop 2 mid layer with stock Ableton devices, here's a clean chain concept. Use Wave Eatable for mid reese or growl. Saw an osc 1, and maybe sine or saw an osc 2 pitch down an octave or slightly detuned. Add a bit of unison. Keep it controlled, then auto-filter low-pass and automate cutoff in obvious musical gestures. Not constant scribbles, think 2-bar or 4-bar moves. Then saturator, 3-8 dB, soft clip-on, EQ 8, cut lows under roughly 120-200 Hz to protect your sub. This audio version is shortened for playback.